Today, from chapter 2 of James, since nobody show up to talk in Russian, I don't know. Let's read the verses 15 from till 20, and then we will pray and read in English all the text. Если брат или сестра наги и лишены ежедневной пищи, один из вас говорит, вступайте с миром, грейтесь и насыщайтесь, однако вы не дадите им того, что необходимо для тела. Какая в том польза? This is idol religion. Then 17. Так и вера, если не имеет дел, мертва, будучи одна. Да кто-то может сказать, ты имеешь веру, а я имею дела. Покажи мне веру твою без дел твоих, и я покажу тебе веру мою делами моими. Ты веришь, что есть один Бог? Ты хорошо делаешь. Дьяволы тоже верят и трепещут. Но хочешь ли знать, о пустой человек, что вера без дел мертва? Who needs that religion, which dead religion, not producing nothing religion? Nobody needs that. And we doesn't need that even. Since nobody is in English, I don't know, Akim, to read in English? No, did you understand what I'll be reading or should I tell?
Yeah.
If you are going to go to heaven, then we must have faith. Faith in what? Many people have faith in some woman, maybe some thing, some beard or some robe or some other thing which doesn't help them with nothing whenever they'll meet God. And they don't think about meeting with God. They thinking about living on this earth. And living on this earth, this is not end of it. Jesus, whenever he was here on earth, he left those words and Paul wrote them in Hebrew 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Accent is here, that who rewarded him, who diligently seeks him. God not leaving man without a result. He rewarded him for that seeking him and obeying in spite of consequences. Right. This is what is big principle. Faith is not believing in spite of the evidence, but obeying in spite of consequences. Faith is confidence in God's word is true and conviction that acting on that word will bring his blessing. Faith is substance of things hoped for, is the evidence of the things not seen. We are to be a people of faith, and that faith is transformed into action. When God is working in your life, then you will be working and serving him in some way. A faith that is not transformed into action indicates a dead or fatal faith, as we will see it. It's important questions in James 2:14. Может ли вера спасти его? Can faith save him? That who profit if a man says what is faith and has not works? Can faith save him? The answer is to the question and the believer's responsibility to live for Christ will be seen in this passage. This verse from the strong attack against dead, fatal faith. Faith without words. Before we are done, some of you will profess to be saved. Maybe realize that you are not saved. Very important to not saying we have faith. To produce that faith through the actions. If no actions, that is dead faith. And that faith, nobody needs that. 1 Corinthians 15:2. says about definition of the gospel. Которым и спасены, если храните в памяти, ибо я проповедовал вам, если только не тщетно поверили. This is gospel which saving, and saving, this is not conditional. Maybe this is not word, important word which is supposed to be put accent on salvation, supposed to be put accent not on if you say. Then Ephesians 2:8 and 9. I think many of you know this by memory. Since I have new Bible, I have to read this again and again to notice the difference from that old text. That old text I knew by memory. This one appears some new word. Ибо благодать вы спасены через веру, и это не от вас, дар Божий, не от дел, чтобы никто не хвалился. Beloved, not everything that is claimed to be faith is genuine. Head knowledge of the Bible truths does not make a person a Christian. Saying I am a Christian does not make you one. First or second point, this is idle faith. Idle faith which doesn't help nobody. And that faith which only professing, not producing nothing, need to be corrected, need to be... When person is saved, there is a change in the life of that person. Faith alone saves a person, but a faith that saves is not alone. Faith that truly works, which will show the works of faith. Holiness, obedience, service, submission to God, and His will. Many people, instead of producing obedience and service and holiness, they better give bread to the poor or doing something else instead of producing in them obedience to the God's word and to this coming closer to God. And here is principle. Genuine belief in the truth will produce a genuine behavior of the truth. If you not believing the truth, you know be producing behavior of the truth. When a person profess faith in Christ, but his life doesn't match with what he is claiming, can that faith save him? The answer is no. There is no profit if a man claiming to profess something which he actually does not have, just as there is no benefit to telling someone, God bless you, when they are cold and starving. Some folks are all profession, emphasizing that they say. Many of those people will unfortunately die and spend eternity in hell. They profess Christ, but they don't pray, read their Bible, go to church, or never tell anyone about Christ. They run around with the wrong crowd, live a wild, wicked lifestyle, and will have foul mouth. Do saved people act like this? No. Making a verbal profession in Christ will not save you if you there no genuine repentance and faith in Christ. This kind of faith is a fatal faith. This is Matthew written in chapter 7, verse 21. No, everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Faith without works is dead, and works without faith is dead too. This is what we see in Orthodox. They're trying to show their deeds, only they don't have faith. If you ask them something from the scripture, they don't know. And We who have faith and not having deeds, like a holiness, like obedience, like a commitment, this is also vain. You may ask, but I, through faith, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and I will be saved. That's right. Acts 16:31 says, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And the house. The K word is belief. There is two kinds of belief. Intellectual belief. This kind of belief has no effect on your life. And second, life-changing belief. This kind of belief affects your behavior. James condemns number one. He condemns profession without practice. This is a kind of belief that demons are possessing, is a fatal faith. And third point is a worthless belief. James chapter 2 verses 18 and 20. Did you know that you can believe in God and still go to hell? What? The Bible states this, that the devils believe in God, and rest assured, they are not going to heaven. Devils believe in the existing of God, and they are neither atheists nor agnostics. They have more respect for God than most men do. They believe and they tremble. This word tremble means to bristle, stiffen, on stand up like the hair standing up on the back of the neck, to shudder, to be stuck with extreme fear or to be horrified. Devils believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They bore witness to his deity, sonship and judgeship. They have more sense than unbelieving men and women. Mark 3, chapter, verses 11 and 12. And unclean spirits, then when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, you are the Son of God. And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. Jesus didn't want the devil to profess him or to say something about them, because this is an unclean source. Luke 4:41, and devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, you are Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Devils also believe in existence of place of punishment. Luke 8:31 says, and they besought him that he would not command them to go into the deep. The word deep means bottomless, unbounded, or abyss, and the pit of immersible depth, a very deep gulf, or chasm. In the lowest parts of the earth used to be a common receptacle, or the dead, and especially as the abode of devils. I'm supposed to quit reading because I see some words. Matthew 8:29 and 31. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we do with thee, Jesus, the you Son of God? Art you come either to torment us before the time? And there was a good way of from them of herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, if you cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And second or third reference, Mark 5:7, that devils believe in a place of punishment. And they cried with a loud voice and said, what have I do with thee, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that you torment me not. Also, devils believe that, and they remind devils. we see the third point already, that devils believe and tremble. Devils believe in the plans of punishment. Devils believe and remain devils. They do not love righteousness and hate sin. And saved people can believe about Jesus in their heads, yet still remain unsaved. Why? They possess an intellectual belief instead of a life-changing faith and commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts 8, we read of a man who climbed to believe, was baptized, but lost in sin. He was Simon the sorcerer. Acts 8:13. The Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, behold, the miracles and signs which were done. And then Acts 8:20-22. Peter said unto him, the money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. You has neither part nor lot of the matter, for the heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent before, therefore, in his in this wickedness, and pray God that perhaps the fault of the thine heart may be forgiven thee. Simon believed in the miracles, signs that Paul was performing, but not in one whose power was behind those signs. True salvation is not a mere profession or ritualistic act. It is a divine transformation of the soul from the love of self to love of God, from the love of sin to the love of holiness. James states that faith without works is dead. The word dead means idle. Like money which yields no interest, or land which bears no fruit. Dead faith is not saving faith. It is a counterfeit faith and lulls the person into false security and a false confidence of eternal life. It is an intellectual faith, but not a heart faith. True faith is bound over flow into action. Those which a fatal faith reveals in their life by what they don't do for Christ. Their life contradicts in their profession. Paul talks about this in the books of Titus. Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in words they denied him, being abominable and disobedient, and into every good work reprobate. What about Paul's statement in Ephesians 2? He states that salvation is not based upon our works. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are they saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Is there a contradiction here? No. James and Paul begin at different stages in the Christian life. Paul begins in the beginning of stage. James deals with professing Christian. We are not saved by our deeds, but for them. James saying that our faith is evidenced by our works. There is no profit in faith that cannot be seen, or being secret agent Christian. The Bible is very clear about this. Matthew 3:8, Bible says, bring forth therefore fruits meet of repentance. Then in verse 16 of chapter 5, said, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:20, therefore by their fruits we shall know them. And then 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in the body according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus into good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. And then Titus 3, verses 5 till 8, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according of the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that you affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. And 1 John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. But whoso has this world's good, and seeing his brother have need, and shunneth up his bowels of compassion from him, not dwelleth in the love of God in him. My little children, let us not love in the world, neither in the tongue, but in deed and in truth. Let me make it clear that we work for Christ out of our love for him. We do not work for him to make him love us more. He already loves us. We serve him to glorify him and reach others for Christ. We are not going to reach others by doing nothing or being lazy. Mm-hmm. We not should be lazy. We should be doing something for Christ. And our deeds is not feeding the poor, is not helping the granny to cross the street. Our responsibility personal to be holy, to be obedient, to be fulfilling God's words, which he left us in the scripture.
Yeah.
And doing this will attract others to God's word, to be also obedient to it. This is final authority, which will be judged according to that. We should pray now and ask God to help us to be close to him, to see him face to face every day, like we sing twice today in two songs, at least. But I told you on Sunday, those who wasn't here, this is the blessedness what God was teaching Moses and Aaron. He didn't say them, wish them good health, or wish them a new car, or something else. He said, this is the most precious things to God, to raise his face from number 6, verses 24 till 26. Who will be reading those will be great blessings for them. If they will see God each day, his face. This is the most people missing, and they are looking for the blessings in some clothes or some else, food or something. Only they missing to see God's face every day. It's twice in those verses seeing God will see you, and you should see him.
Yeah.
And praise the Lord for he's willing to find us from this multitude of people and show this will be my son, and bring us in glory together with him. Let's pray to be able to fulfill all these words which God wrote in his book. Дорогой наш Бог, мы славим Тебя за милостивый над нами, за то, что Ты позволяешь нам читать Слово Твое, учиться из Него. И видеть себя, смотреть на то, где наша вера хромает, может быть, или в неправильных отношениях с Тобой. Благослови нас вот этой живой верой, действующей верой, которая угодна Тебе верой, чтобы она не была похожа на дьявольскую, на ту неприносящую пользы, которая обманывает людей. Благослови тех, которые еще не имеют этой веры, желанием прийти к Господу и сознаться, и попросить у Него помощи, и попросить силы для послушания, попросить желание быть ближе и быть святее для того, чтобы прославлять Тебя в своей жизни. Благослови также тех, которые нет сегодня среди нас, а там, на служении, где они находятся. Просим Тебя за каждого из них, за тех, которые будут слушать их. Молимся, чтобы это доходило до их сознания, до их сердца. Молимся за тех, которые получили трактаты Твои, включая этого священника. Благослови его в жизни, чтобы он встретился с Тобой лицом к лицу и мог этот мир распространять и другим людям, спрашивая у них, есть ли у них этот мир, который Ты желаешь, чтобы они имели. Молюсь Тебе, Господи, Ты будь возвеличен и прославлен, достоин наш Бог, во имя Иисуса Христа просим. Аминь.